From the PSIASI Satellite Studios in Hood River, Oregon, I'm George Thomas. We are happily on the phone with Chris Rogers, team member for, wow, is this three terms, four terms? What is it, Chris?
This is going into term number three, yeah.
How did it feel for you to be, were there any kind of questions that you had or thoughts about maybe not trying out this year?
Yeah, man, selections are different every time, and the emotions going into selections have been different every time. My first selection was in 2008. I went and tried out in Mammoth, and I was a new level three, and that was a very eye-opening experience to me at just how high the level is at the national team. And I walked away from that selection being able to learn a lot and say, I can't do that yet, but I want to. And I really credit that 2008 selections with helping me identify the trajectory that I wanted to put my life into. And I didn't try out in 2012 for a number of reasons, but then in 2016, tried out and made the team for the first time. And, then going into the second selection in Breckenridge in 2021 post-COVID, I definitely, that was a really tough tryout. I think just a number of factors in the world and what was going on with the pandemic and where we were at with, as an organization, but there were still a number of things I felt really strongly that I wanted to be a part of that the team accomplishing, and especially looking at the strategic alignment project as a big piece of that. And so coming around to 2023 and starting to think about the 24 application, there's definitely like my mentors and role models that have been on the team previously, specifically Eric Rolls and Scott Anfang as two of my primary mentors and role models. Tony Macri as well served two terms and then has been a coach now for two terms as well. Eric and Scott both served three terms on the team before moving into coaching roles. And so I've always seen this third term as you know how to do the job, you have experience doing the job, you can hit the ground running, and you can be a mentor and a role model and a leader to the new team. And so there wasn't ever really a question of whether I was going to try out for a third term. I'd always felt like that was just kind of the path that had been set out as an example to me. And as it actually came closer, I did have a number of questions of you know, is it time to make room for some new blood on the team? Is like, I already feel like I started to have that mentor relationship with a number of team members and started to have that kind of that feeling that I had put towards a third term and seeing previous team members. I was starting to experience that already on the last team. And so there are definitely some questions, but when I look at the bigger picture of seeing through the National Alignment Project and seeing, you know, that really started during the 2016 term, and this team will see us through the April 26 alignment deadline, and the winter of 26-27 will be that first season working on an aligned process, and there's a really massive opportunity for the team to be a leader in that. And so both from that perspective and from the kind of just personal goals of seeing through that project, those spoke very loudly to me. And then when Vail was awarded Interski 27, that was kind of the major point where I was like, yeah, no questions, I'm trying out for this team. Like, getting to be a part of the team that brings Interski back to the U.S. is just like a huge opportunity and a responsibility. And I felt very convicted that I wanted to at least try to be on this team.
And it's bringing it back to your home mountain.
Yes, exactly.
And I'm still blown away that you tried out in 08 and then tried out again 8 years later. I mean, during that time, was that really a driving force of your training? And did you look at that as kind of prep time for the 2016 tryouts?
Initially, I had tried out in 2008. I just received my level three in the spring of 2007, And 2008 was kind of that winter of 07-08 was kind of a take a season off from training certifications, and I wasn't really like it wasn't really on my radar yet. And actually, it was Scott who was one of my mentors at Steamboat, not just as a team member and then a coach, but at Steamboat, he was one of my new hire trainers and mentors as I was becoming an instructor. And back then, there wasn't a regional selection prior to the team selection. Any level three could go. And Scott basically was like, you are qualified to go, and it's worth going for the experience so that if you decide you want to pursue this down the road, you've been to a selection before. And so from that perspective, I kind of had the 2012 selections on my radar, but then had a whole bunch of stuff going on in my life when that application packet was due and I didn't end up putting in an application. And by the time selections came around, I was kind of disappointed that I hadn't put in a packet. But then really like from, I was hired onto the Rocky Mountain examining staff in 2009. By the time the 16 selections rolled around, I was one of the level three examiners in Rocky. I was doing a lot of training and work in the region, and I felt pretty excited about trying out for the team in 16 and kind of at the point that I was trying out, I was the training manager at Vail, and I had a really good career going at Vail. And so the 16 selection was much more of a, like, this is a why in the road. Either if I make the team, that's going to be one road I'm going to go down for involvement in our industry. And if I don't make the team, I'm going to stay on this other road that I'm currently on. So it wasn't like it wasn't this like overarching goal that like everything in my life was working towards that 2016 selection. It was more of like, this is a branch in the road, and that's going to determine where I'm involved in PSIA for the next 4 years. And then I was fortunate enough to make the team in 16. And I think looking back on the last 8 years, like I'm pretty proud of the contributions those two teams made towards the future of snow sports education and how we were able to push the ball forward. And I'm really excited about this next 4 years to continue pushing the ball forward.
Now, you passed your level two Alpine, I believe 2 years ago. So when you get your level three Alpine, you're going to be trying out for the Alpine team then in 28.
I don't know about that, George. I have some work to do on my Alpine skiing still. I do hope to start working towards it a little bit more methodically over the next couple of years. I was, my level two Alpine, yeah, it was two seasons ago I finished that, and I scored fairly well on MA and Tech, scored really well on the teaching side of things. And then my skiing was straight fours down the line. It was very much like at the standard and not above. And I know that I've got some work to do on my skiing before I could hope to get my level three, much less compete with the incredible skiers. I mean, that's one of the most amazing things about team selections is you've got 100 of the best educators. You know, forget about the equipment and just look at the people skills and the education skills at an event like that. And then you factor in the skiing or the snowboarding or the telemark skiing or the ability to work with adaptive equipment. And like the level is so high that it kind of melts your brain. Like, especially for someone like me that does understand skiing fairly well. And I think one of the things I'm really proud of is my ability to help snowboarders understand skiing a little bit better and skiers understand snowboarding a little bit better. And when I watch these skiers, it's like my brain melts a little bit. I'm like, I don't really have the technical understanding on skis to actually be able to even tell you what they're doing well or not well. Like, it's so clean and so incredible at that high performance level that it's very inspiring regardless of the equipment.
Now, you showed me ice in your veins at the previous team selections. I was there when the team was announced. And you were the last name called on the snowboard of the snowboarders. And I got to tell you, my blood was pumping. I had butterflies in my stomach. I was just like, oh, my gosh, Chris. And you were just cool as a cucumber. What was it like this year?
You know, there's definitely some razzing that happens within the team, and Scott and Eric are longtime friends, mentors, role models, and you know, I think they take a bit of pleasure in having that one opportunity to give me a little bit of a hard time, make me sweat a little bit. They called me last again on this.
Oh, they did.
Selection. I think the 21 selection, you know, that was, we went from 6 to 7, and that was very much like they were playing with me a little bit and announcing 6 snowboard team members, and I wasn't one of them. And then they announced the 7th snowboard team member, and that was my name. And again, this year it was 6 names followed by, and I was called up last. And you know, I think it's all in good fun, and I felt good about my performance at this tryout. I think there, you know, you look at any team member, and they the skill is there to be able to tell you about every single thing that we did wrong during the week. I can go through the riding activities. I can tell you how I blew out of my third turn, or I can, you know, like you can look at any of the team members can go through and tell you everything they did wrong. We're so self-critical in a scenario like that. And so you always have questions. There is no sure thing, but I felt confident about my abilities. And I also felt like if there were 7 better snowboarders at that selection for the next team, I could walk away with my head held high from the last 8 years and what we accomplished on the last 2 terms. And I was like in a very good place with it in terms of, you know, I have goals. I have things I still want to accomplish. There's things that this team is going to be accomplished that I would be very excited to be a part of. And if it wasn't me, there were so many incredible snowboard educators at that event. I was going to be really excited for the next team regardless. So it was a kind of an easy place to listen for names for, because I was going to be excited about this next team regardless of if I was on it or not.
I would love for you to share with us a moment during the assessments when you felt like, wow, I really nailed that, whether it was teaching, technical, or writing. And also a moment you may have had where you were like, oh my gosh, I really blew that. And you may not have had one, but I would just love to hear.
Yeah, there's, you know, our first day on snow. So we kicked off selections Sunday night with some indoor presentations. And then Monday was on snow. We did some riding activities through some various pieces of terrain. And then we did presentations to the group on snow clinics, kind of teaching. And they framed it up with some specific outcomes they wanted us to work with our peers. You know, it's all, there's no made up scenarios. It's the people in front of you, and work with in that case, it was a selected out of a hat, a fundamental and some other kind of topic. So I had a focus on controlling the snowboard's torsional twist through flex extension and rotation movements of the body was the fundamental I drew. And then the other concept I drew was unweighting the snowboard. So kind of a magnitude of pressure side of things. We talk about, we can move our center mass up to take weight off the snowboard. We can move our center mass down through a downweighting movement to take weight off the snowboard, or we can use retraction and pull our feet off the snow. And those aren't two topics that go fairly, like particularly hand in hand with each other. They're the movements that we use can create both of those. And those were 25-minute short teaches, so there's definitely a little bit of stress, and you know, you're under the gun, and you've only got a limited amount of time to see the group ride, to be able to give any kind of individual feedback, to clinic on that topic. But I got done with that time, and as with anything else, there were immediately things I was like, oh, I could have done this better, I could have done that better, but. That was it felt like a very strong start to the week to me. And really, that's what the job of being a team member is. You show up at a mountain, maybe the ski school director or the training manager has a topic they want you to bring to life for their staff. Maybe they don't. Maybe it's pulling something out of your back pocket to clinic on. But there's definitely like it was a very real moment in terms of this is what we do all the time on the team. And so I felt pretty confident going into that. And received some really positive feedback from that session. I woke up, let's see, what was it? Saturday. So we were working National Academy the week before. And then Saturday I went up for some rest. So that we had 2 days in between the end of National Academy and the start of team selections. And that's always a little bit of a challenge. You're coming off having done the job and this like high of getting to celebrate the end of the season with the participants at National Academy and Rider Rally. And then you're going right into this like stress evaluation scenario and trying to like keep your emotions level, keep your body healthy. And also like you've been riding with a group all week and maybe not exploring the terrain or pushing yourself in the ways that you know is going to happen at team selection. So Saturday I went up and rode the park with a few other people going into selections and just kind of warmed up on some park laps. And I took one of the jumps to the flats at the bottom of the landing and kind of tweaked my back and woke up Sunday morning, definitely with some discomfort. And going into the week of team selections was just kind of managing pain and managing, especially lower back pain going into an event like that. And pretty much any of the riding activities where we were taking off our heels, was like a pretty solid amount of pain that I was managing through. And I was, I think I rode well, but I know like for myself, my riding was below where it should be, when I'm healthy. And so I can, you know, I could go through every single, list of riding activities we did and tell you like, you know, that my switch heel side turns, in the bumps where I was using upper and lower body separation, those were not my best performance. And, you know, like heel to heels, popping and landing on our heels, which is a aired edge change with a backside 180 and in a heel side turn. Those were fairly excruciating. So I like, you know, I'm like, know that I performed well and was, you know, successfully made the team again. But for me, disappointed my performance in some of those areas.
And Chris, last question on this. I really look forward to having a lot more of these with you again. What do you feel, and I know this is going to be a hard question for you because I'm asking you to say something good about yourself, but please bear with me. What do you feel that you bring to the team that makes it more valuable because you're on it?
You know, when I look at the last two terms, in 2016, we had four of us that were new team members, Amy, Nick, Alfieri, Brennan Messler, and myself. And we had two experienced team members. That was Tony Macri's second term, and it was Eric Roll's third term. And Scott was, as the new coach, that was his fourth or fifth term. I think that was his fourth term. The coach role was his fourth term. So we had this like breadth of experience across the team. And when I reflect back on the 2016 team now, one of the things that I see that I probably didn't appreciate at the time was Scott brought so much experience having served three terms, but we also had Eric on his third term and Tony on his second term. And the amount that they were able to coach and mentor us in addition to Scott's coaching had a really big impact. On the 21 team, Eric and, you know, Scott left as the coach. Eric and Tony were promoted into coach roles. So we had one new coach position. We had kind of the head coach operating how it was previously. And then originally it was called the assistant coach position. That's now the tech coach and the development coach position, which I think is going to be a really good benefit to this team. But Eric and Tony were promoted into coach roles. Nick and Brennan didn't try out. And Amy and I were the only two with any experience. And we were going into the second term selection, which any team member will tell you the second tryout, the first time that you try out as an incumbent is the most stressful tryout experience. And there's a number of reasons people have expressed for that, but I certainly felt that. I know others have felt that increased stress going into a second your second term selection. And Amy and I didn't have anyone above us anymore that wasn't a coach, that wasn't a selector to talk to during the selections, to be that mentor figure when the coach wasn't, or the coaches weren't available. Like, Amy and I were the top of the experience pile on the team, and we were only trying out for our second term. And that was something, like, I really reflected a lot about going into this term, and in terms of, like, when I look at that depth of experience on the Alpine team, there's people that are on their fifth or sixth or more terms, and you have this broad range from first term people that have just made the team into people that have been serving on the team for 20 years. And I think that Amy and I missed out. We lost something by not having a more experienced team member on the team with us. And that's not to, like, Eric and Tony have done an amazing job as in the coach roles, and they are incredible mentors and role models, as I've spoken to earlier and on previous podcasts. But having a team member that has more experience in that first and second term, I think, is really important. And so something that I bring to this team that I'm really excited about is that depth of experience now going into my third term. As we got ready for this tryout, I was able to sit down with most of the team members trying out for a second term and say, hey, this is what I experienced 3 years ago. This was the stress I felt. I felt like it was a gotta prove it shot in horse. I felt like it was like in a game of basketball, like the I made the team the first time, and now there's this added pressure, expectations from outside that you're going to make it a second time. Or if you don't make it a second time, what does that say about your first term? And really common experiences that team members will talk about, that added pressure of the second term selection. I was able to be that buffer for the current team second tryout. So Donovan and Larson and Lindsay, I was able to offer my experience to them and say, I don't know if you guys are feeling this, but if you are, know that you're not alone. And looking at this whole term now, looking forward, we've got a few new team members. We've got 3 second term team members, and we've got, me as the third term team member. I think that's important moving forward. I think it's important that there is that variation in experience, and that you have team members who aren't coaches but who have that experience to say, oh yeah, we've gone through this, you know, in the last 10 years, here's how that's evolved, and both bringing like a institutional knowledge of what the last couple of teams have done, and also that mentor role. Those are things that I'm really excited about for this term, and to hopefully provide a foundation that lets this next team be even more successful than our last team was.
Chris Rogers, team member 3 times now. Really great to chat with you. And as I said earlier, really looking forward to a lot more of these with you in the coming up years. So thank you very much for taking the time to chat with us on First Chair, and really appreciate you joining us.
Always a pleasure, George. Look forward to next time.
From the PSIA AASI Satellite Studios in Hood River, Oregon, I'm George Thomas.